Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
We have a little guest in the house for a little bit.
She's super excited.
She's so excited. That was Laurel. Anyway, it's been a hot minute.
Oh, it's been, I don't know when the last time I saw you.
It's been a long time.
Right?
A lot has happened.
A lot.
Well, you started really working.
Yes, I have. It's my third week.
Oh, and you're loving it?
I'm loving it. I'm like, what day is today? What day is today? I'm loving it. It's a nice challenge, and it's been a while since I've started work. And I
no.
I like the routine of like getting up in the morning. So I have like meetings first thing in the morning. And you have to be
what
in
time
that call,
though? Because like I know you 8 o'clock. Love your sleep.
Yeah. And you
are you on video calls?
Uh-huh.
So are you wearing like makeup? Do you
makeup.
Are you wearing makeup and hair?
I just have my hair up like this.
Okay.
And usually I have like the blue lens glasses on cuz it's like a lot of like in front of the screen
yeah.
for like that many hours. I'm not used to that.
Do those actually help?
Yes and no. Like it you're not as tired.
Okay.
But like I need to get a different one that's a little bit lighter weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just put a little bit of lipstick on and it looks fine to me. And everything everybody's
yeah.
So you have to turn on the video. Some people won't put the video on. But yeah, sometimes if my hair is done the next like the night before, I'll just touch it up the next
yeah.
day. But like it's like, you know, neck up. So usually
the
it's
reason
like
I'm
yoga clothes
because like you're oh, notoriously yeah. known for not being a morning person, so I'm oh. wondering if you get up earlier to do that.
No, I just put my clothes on, just put some moisturizer on, and that's it.
Is it like business on the top, party on the bottom?
Nope, I cannot do that. I can't do that. Like, it has to be the same on both. Like, I'm like, why would you? That's if I'm gonna dress up, it has to be the same on both. That's uh-huh. just weird to me. Like, I know it makes sense, but I can't do that. So I'm usually in some sort of yoga clothes, but. Like a sweatshirt over it or uh-huh. like a t-shirt over it.
Okay.
But not presentable. Like, it yeah. looks very presentable. I'm put together.
Okay.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock just start. But I will tell you. So I have to find it's like back to back meetings and have to find time to eat in between because mm-hmm. I have to wait an hour before oh. after my thyroid medicine.
Uh-huh. So when are you doing your coffee enemas? When are you doing all your other enemas?
It's usually like right after work. And I haven't done it for like, well, you're not supposed to do it really on your cycle. So I just kind of finished.
Yeah.
So I will do it. It's full moon this Friday or Sunday this weekend. So I'll start doing it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What is it with the full moon?
Like the parasites are a lot more. They come to. They're more active
hey,
during
hey,
full moon.
Sujata gets bugs at her butt.
Why are you laughing? You're a cat.
Okay. So, like, has it been true for you, though? That you get more bugs out?
Bugs.
More parasites out?
Have
you seen it?
I've seen a few. I sent some pictures to
I know,
the
but, like, have they been timed with the full moon?
No.
What you're saying?
No. I mean, I don't dig through when after I do the coffee enema, so I don't pay attention at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But they say they're the most active at that time, so do it around that time.
That's crazy. What do you think that is? It's like energy.
Just energy.
Stuff
mm-hmm. It just pulls to the, yeah. But I don't feel any. I don't feel anything, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel anything different. I just mm-hmm. go by what they say.
Yeah.
That if I don't do it any other time, I'll do it around full moon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So. She's
here.
Having a good time.
Five more minutes bedtime.
What else so what I was gonna say is I eat a lot more.
Oh, because you're snacking more.
I guess because I'm just using energy with my brain or like working. Like I eat a breakfast, like before it'd be two big meals and like snack in the middle, right? Yep, I'm ready. Yeah, I snack a lot more. I eat like three full meals and some.
Okay.
And like, I'm like, and it's not like I was at my house the whole time before.
Yeah.
You know, like you would think out of boredom you would eat, but I really didn't. And so now I'm like eating a full, and maybe it's because I'm eating a lot earlier.
Yeah.
You know, they say if you eat earlier, you eat. So like lunchtime, I'm ready to eat. Mm-hmm. And then dinner, I like have three full meals. And in between, I'm like, I need to figure out like a healthy snack, like pre-made healthy snack, you know? Yeah. Cause I'm like picking something all the time. Some sort of like packaged snack that's in my kids' snacks. Yeah.
Are you still able to like do yoga? Are you still able to get that in?
I do. I block off. So I've got a lot of meetings. And so I block off time. According to my meetings, that's kind of my lunch break. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I take my lunch break and I do yoga. So I try to do maybe 4 days and then one day of walking. Mm-hmm. One day of walking I do. So I try to stay active. So I was told like it's so busy that you need to take a lunch break.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you don't want to like just go crazy. You know, you need some downtime.
And not only that, like my routine of my yoga should not, or your workout, whatever it was, I don't want it to be impact, because then you like everything changes. Yeah. So I want some normalcy.
Yeah, because it also helps like with your mental health and just stability and like physical wellness too.
Yeah. So it's been good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Well, things have been pretty crazy. Not sure if you follow us on Instagram, you know that recently my father passed away. I would say the day after Chaz's birthday is when he passed away.
Okay. That's right.
Because we celebrated Chaz's birthday Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sunday was his actual birthday. Mm-hmm. And then late Monday is when I got the news. Yes. And so then the very next day, Breslin had her pre-op appointments. And in Fort Worth, which is about an hour away from where we live in Dallas. And on the way, I was already feeling very anxious. Like almost like if I had forgotten my pills that morning, mm-hmm. but I remembered I knew I took them, but I was just on edge. Right. Mm-hmm. And had it not been her pre-op appointment, I probably would not have, driven, because I was a little like jittery, you know, just cause there was just a lot going in my,
your mind.
So it was like me, Breslin, and Breslin's day nurse, and we get on the expressway, which is the expressways here are like one lane mostly.
Yeah.
Sometimes they add two, but then they merge. But it was one lane, single lane each way. And there was like a hard stop, and there was that big truck. It almost was like an 18-wheeler, but it didn't have like a box, at the end.
Yeah, but that was...
And it jumped from the other side. It was going down that direction. It jumped over to where we were. So it was facing us.
Did you see it happen, or were you already?
No. But I was 7 cars back from it.
Oh, my gosh.
And like you could tell it had just happened, because the truck on the other side that was behind him, mm-hmm. had just like stopped and kind of like got out a little bit to see if like the driver was okay. Uh-huh. And luckily, gosh, he could have squashed a car. Like, if someone was driving at that exact moment on our end, like they could have gotten squashed under that. But
it looked really scary.
Yeah, but the back tire was split down the center block. And so you have to like lift it up and then put it on one of the lanes.
Oh my gosh.
So I knew we were going to be stopped for a long time. We ended up being stopped behind it. They didn't clear it until 2.5 hours later. And then they didn't even get to clear it. They basically like got it up over and pushed it to one side so that we could go by. Later on, they were going to tow it. But then I don't even know how they did that, because it was huge.
What was going through your mind for those 2.5 hours?
Well, I had a little mental breakdown, because first off, I was like, if we had left 30 seconds before or after, it could have, mm-hmm. we could have completely missed it. We could have been in it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just like one of those things, how close we were. And then it kind of processed that, like, my dad had passed away. And so then I had like a mini breakdown, like, and then the emotions, like, because I was already anxious, mm-hmm. I could feel it. Like, remember how you would come through your shoulders, yep. your middle of your back.
Yep.
Oh my God. So I like cried a little bit, and it was just a lot. And had like the nurse not been there and Breslin, I probably like would have lost it more, but mm-hmm. I had to kind of like, okay, my whole concern was, keeping Breslin comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because already in the car, you know, we were going over there for a pre-op appointment for her scoliosis surgery. And so I'm like, okay, she's going to be in the car longer. What can I do to help her be comfortable? Luckily, we had given her some Tylenol, but it just took forever. And so I was calling the hospital saying that we weren't going to be on time. Long story short, well, I mean, long. Basically, we were able to manage her to pre-op appointments, but we did not get home. So we left the house at 9:30. We did not get back home till 6:30. And I didn't have anything to eat till like 4:30. And that's only because like I forced myself. We were waiting on the anesthesiologist. It was taking forever. We're already on our last diaper for Breslin. And I was like, how long is it going to take? Because she needs more diapers, which they just brought some for her. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I desperately need to get some food because I knew I wasn't going to be able to drive that bad. Like my blood sugar was low, like everything. And so like they have Chick-fil-A down there. And that was probably like the only thing open. So I just like went down there, got an 8-count, scarfed it literally on the way walk back to the doctor's office. And I came home and like physically, emotionally, like everything, I was drained. I wanted to cry just because it had been one of those days, you know? Yeah. And I feel like there was something every day for that rest of the week that like I couldn't really process everything that was going on. And you know, make arrangements for the kids while I was going to be in the hospital. It was just really emotionally tense for me. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, like, it wasn't I really didn't even begin to process my dad's that like it was in little waves, but what was in the forefront is my being anxious for Breslin's surgery.
Right.
It's a 10-hour surgery on Monday. We had a check-in at 6:30, so that means I had to leave my house and wake up and everything. I had to leave my house at 5:30. I know I'm definitely not a morning person.
No, I know.
But make sure we all packed and stuff. And so I was one of the first people in the, you know, surgery waiting room. And then, you know, it's like 6:15 and mm-hmm. I'm like the only one there. Mm-hmm. And then finally the doctor comes out and love you. The doctor comes out and is like, okay, everything went really well, you know, and then they automatically were going to take her to the ICU, which I knew it. But I don't know why I like I was like, okay, well, I have my overnight bag in the car. Mm-hmm. But when we got to the ICU, even though it was a room, there were so many things there. Mm-hmm. Like there was no way I was gonna bring my bag down because it just, that's not a really like a place where you like stay. I did stay there. They had like a little sofa. Mm-hmm. But like there's no sink in there.
Right.
The shower is like a like one that everyone in that area uses. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, just like, really, you know, I don't mind using a public restroom. But a public shower, and I know they clean it, but it's just like, I don't, if I was desperate, I would.
You're right? Like, I'm cleaner without taking a shower.
Yeah. And so like, I didn't take my contacts off for like 3 whole days.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know you can go that long.
I know. Because I didn't have my contact solution. It was in the car and I didn't brush my teeth till like the next day. So like around lunchtime, uh-huh. I went to my car to get that. And then I basically like bra panties, changed my socks, put deodorant, and put a new shirt on for like the first 3 days. Cause then we went, when we got our own room, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, then I didn't shower either, but I just like had my toothbrush, had my overnight bag, had all that stuff, washed my face.
So how long was she in ICU then?
Monday night and Tuesday night. So, and then it was like not until 5 o'clock on Wednesday did we get our own room.
So why do they keep her in
it? Because it was a long surgery. It was 10 hours on her back. And they wanted to make sure that, like, you know, she was okay.
Okay.
Pain-wise and stuff. And so when we got our own room, it was really nice. And then, so my clock was off.
The whole time
I'm worried. And you know, especially in the ICU, there's literally someone in there basically the whole time.
Yeah.
And there's no beeps because someone's always on it. Like the first beep, someone walks in because it's the ICU, right? It's not like on the floor where it's like, hello, her feeding machine is like beeping for 5 minutes. Nobody knows, right. You know, or whatever. So I couldn't sleep. And then they were like, oh, okay, well, you can get some rest in the other one. Well, it was so strange because I could not rest there. It was almost like too quiet. And it was almost like, okay, there's not enough. There's not nurses coming in so frequently. So I felt like I needed to watch out for her. Like, okay, if I hear her moaning, if I hear her scream or whatever. So I'm on, you know, like
alert.
On,
yeah. Yeah. On, yeah.
Girl, Thursday night, Chaz and I switched spaces. I have never slept that hard. Like, I had to change my shirt. You know, I have those $200 sheets.
Yeah.
I had to change my shirt twice. I had crazy dreams. And I'm sure it was like just everything.
Just inside. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I could not get out of bed. It was like 12:30. I could not get out of bed. I woke up in the morning to make Donovan's lunch and his breakfast. And then one of Laurel's friends picked her up at 7:30. So they were both out. Oh my God. I could have still slept sleeping after 12:30. But I needed to drive over there so Chaz and I could switch.
Okay.
But
okay.
I was so exhausted. I'm still exhausted. Like, in my timing for, you know, night and day is off. So now, honestly, just today, I am thinking about my dad because it's almost like now that we're home, now that I know she's recovering okay, that like my heart can breathe and it's not just like on edge.
Right.
And so I feel a little guilty about that, you know, like delayed grief. Right.
That you kind of put him on the back. Yeah,
I know. And I feel really bad about that. Like a shitty daughter. I feel guilt from that. And I know I haven't discussed it on the pod, but the last couple and a half years with my dad has been a little bit strained of a relationship.
Before the 2 years, I mean, the last 2 years before that, were y'all
pretty close. Yeah. Okay. Like no problems. I love my dad. You know, every time, you know, we talk on the phone, he talks about the most randomest shit. You know, he's a funny guy. He is super like jovial. So no problems at all. Okay. No issues at all. You know, just in the, I mean, I would say I'm closer to my mom just because, you know, we have that mother daughter relationship, but like, yeah, no, I would say my dad, you know, we were fine.
So the last 2 years. Okay.
Last 2 years. And, what really, really started it all was, my parents separated then. And it's been about 2.5 years. And he started to get catfished. And that was a whole other thing. I mean, you know, you think, how do people believe some of these things?
Yeah.
And they prey on the most vulnerable people, you know?
Yeah.
And he wanted to believe it so bad that, like, no matter what any of us said, no matter what any of us showed him to prove him that he was wrong, I'm telling you, like, it was, we had gotten into so, like, some of our conversations, not that I regret, because I was always looking out for him. And now that I see all these, like, Kevin and all of these other shows that are, like, about catfish, you know, like, the most bizarre circumstances that people give you that anybody could ever face anywhere, they'll believe it. Sad, the thing is like, you know, I never knew my dad to be someone who would believe something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just so many things. Like, it's just like, Dad, please, no. And so he would get mad at us. So that's the thing. He got so mad at us that he, you know, there were periods of us not talking.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to hear about her and he didn't want to hear it from us. Honestly, like, what makes you very, very sad is that, you know, we thought he was going to pass in November.
Right.
And he had been intubated and everything. And I drove down there and I said goodbye. And so since that time, he actually then woke up And so we're like, well, okay, he has like 9 lives. And so, and then at the end, when they said this might be the end, part of me didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, because he just...
Because it happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of me also just thinks it's not... Not that I say, oh, I don't think it's true.
Right.
But in my head, because this happened before, the finality of it, it hasn't hit me.
Right, right.
And again, I'm pushing past how it has been the last 2 years so that I can remember what it was like mm-hmm. before then.
Before that, yeah.
So I've been writing down a whole bunch of memories, which I will have a podcast of because it's pretty funny, of everything that I remember him and doing, and things like that really do help me. I we have had really good neighbors and friends stop by, and the impact of losing a dad. You've lost your dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was very different circumstances.
Yeah, I was very young.
And so the fact that, like, you know, you just say my dad passed away is profound.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't just until like now, just until today, I wasn't really like processing the profoundness of that, you know?
Right.
And I feel a lot of guilt, mm-hmm. a lot of sadness that like either I didn't or I couldn't or I wouldn't process right. it right away.
Right.
And then, you know, we came home late Saturday night. Sunday, we were trying to do a lot of things with the kids. Monday, I was here with Breslin because her nurse did not come in that day. And so today yeah. is the first day that I actually let my mind kind of think about it because Breslin's home. Mm-hmm. She's recovering. We're not in the hospital. The nurse is here.
Yeah, you know, it's more normalcy, so you can actually like,
yeah.
So, are y'all gonna do? Is there gonna be like a funeral or anything like
so
that?
So we had already decided, you know, when this was gonna happen
mm-hmm.
in November that we were gonna cremate him and stuff, and so that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do like a celebrate, not a, what kind of like a celebration of life or like a memorial. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be, you know, he wasn't very religious. And it'll just be at the funeral home. And then they have like a room there. So we'll just have for people gather. We won't have like a burial or anything. So it won't be anything like to go to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it'll be, you know, probably in a couple weeks. Breslin takes a lot to recover. I would want the kids to be there. But, you know, if it works out that like it, we need to do it sooner. And I just go, mm-hmm. you know, we'll work it out. It'll be fine. And I know when I see my family, it'll be a lot different.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe then I'll like come crashing
yep.
down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I am.
It's you're busy. You're so busy with your life right now. And it's not in front of you.
Yeah. I feel like I'm treading water mm-hmm. and not really I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that you're just, you know, you're being honest with yourself. That's
get
all
out
matters.
Of her face, Nala. Jeez.
Just about just being honest with yourself and just letting those. You haven't had a moment to yourself either, though. I think when there's that.
Fucking dogs. If it's not the kids, it's the dogs.
Yeah. It's. I think. I don't know. I think whenever it comes, just allow it so you don't hold on to it in your body.
Yeah.
Just whenever that
that's
time
what I'm
comes,
afraid of.
But whenever it comes, just let it all out. That's all, you know?
Yeah.
And just don't feel guilty. I would think about the good times and the good memories of your dad, right?
Yeah.
Than focusing on feeling guilty. I understand that that all comes with it, you know? I mean, I remember during my dad's time, like, you would be like, for a second, you'd forget mm-hmm. that he did pass away.
Yeah.
And you would laugh and you're like, oh, why did I just laugh? You know, my dad just passed away. There's a lot of,
yeah.
So many emotions, like a roller coaster. But,
what the fuck? Sorry, this podcast has been a lot of kids and interrupt. See, this is, we try to fit it in.
Mm-hmm.
But, Anyway, yeah, like I felt like that. Chaz called me the other day, mm-hmm. and I was with Breslin at the Galleria, mm-hmm. and he called, and I literally said, "Hey, Dad."
Really?
Yeah, it was the craziest thing.
Just recently?
Yeah, last week. Or not last week, the week before. So it would have been the Friday, because I was trying to get out and do stuff with Breslin.
Oh my gosh.
It would have been the Friday. And I was like, I like stopped in my tracks. I was like, oh my God. I just said, hey, Dad.
But, oh my gosh. And which you haven't even talked, like really talked to him. Like,
yeah, I know. I don't even know the last time I.
It's there.
Yeah. And I know he was looking over Breslin, mm-hmm. you know, under surgery and stuff like that. And when I think about like that, then it starts being real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I got it. I don't know. And I do feel guilty because if someone said, if my mom passed away, I would like, would not be able to function at all.
I don't know. There's like an emotional bond. Not to say that your dad is not an emotional bond, but I mean, I can seriously say, you know, my mom's just my, like, she's my strength. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you need that emotional and what strength? I don't know. It's a different, and like you said, it's a bond, yeah. that your mom, you, they can understand you on a different level and everything. So,
yeah. And I know had that stuff not happened recently, we had still had the same relationship, it would have been a lot different, you know.
But okay.
Yeah. But I think because I was a little used to like not always having a conversation with him, you know, like not talking very mm-hmm. frequent,
mm-hmm.
that it's almost easy to forget.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. Because you and your mom probably talk on a daily basis, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not even, but like either text or something, like some every sort 3 of, days, yeah. probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and y'all probably talk about everything and in detail. Yeah. Like there's, yeah, there's a different type of relationship, you know?
Yeah. I know. It's just hard. A lot, the roller coaster, you know, but,
it just came down like a whole,
a lot
at one time. Yeah.
A lot of things. So, but yeah, it's been good to say this all now.
Yeah. Probably feels good to release it. Right. Like yeah. just kind of take it out. Right.
Yeah. And I, you know, part of me, I do want to make sure that people are aware that this happens, and and the people you don't know that it could happen to.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's crazy. And I don't know if these, you know, we all know AI, right? We all know that you can change your voices. We all know that you can get an area code from anywhere you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. So we'll just end it there, and I'll have a podcast tribute to him because there's some interesting things. And as I was writing them down, and the other day, I had to take a gummy to relax, right? And yeah. So I was writing all these things about my dad, and uh-huh. it was actually kind of therapeutic.
Okay, there you go. You found something that helped. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
you always say, that helps you just think. Yeah, more clear, like and deeper. You know,
because I was just felt on edge from everything, and it just allowed me to, you know, think and reminisce and like really like think about things that I hadn't thought about, you hadn't remembered, you
right,
know what I mean,
right.
So I told Chaz I needed to do that again without the kids around, so that I could like,
yeah,
really, you know.
I would really like to hear some of the stories, mm-hmm. too, like your memories, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, I just listen, always reach out. Anything can happen at any moment. And yeah. they always say, like, tell everyone I love you. And there's no way that you could tell everyone you love them, like, almost like live like it's their last day or your last day. But, you know, just, I don't know. Don't let
time pass.
I don't
know. Just
pass.
Be a little bit more, I don't know, not conscious, but, you know, just
yeah.
kind of live. Yeah. To the fullest on a day-to-day basis. Remind yourself. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
But don't you think? Like, I just try. I mean, mm-hmm. I have those days, but I'm like, just keep thinking about it.
I know. Well, follow us on our Instagram. Leave us a review. Rate us about this podcast wherever you're listening to it. And we will see you next time.
All right.
You
Good night,
do
y'all.
You.
Bye.